Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm well. Sydney is going through a weird period when it comes to weather. It's meant to be the sixth day of summer, and it's absolutely freezing for summer. That it's like 18 degrees. It's ridiculous.
This is Cindy S. Solomon conversing with my co-host, Adrian Tan of BrainMates, who is coming to us from Sydney, Australia. And I am sitting in comfortable San Francisco Bay Area, just across the Bay Bridge from San Francisco. So we have actually started our talk. Welcome, this is Cindy F. Solomon, joining you today on December 5th for our weekly Global Product Management Talk. And today we are discussing impacting product launch and event marketing success with Elizabeth
Quintanilla,
who is joining us from Austin, Texas. Also online is my lovely co-host, Adrian Tan, joining us from Sydney, Australia.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Key to successful launch processes and product events is realizing where your product event fits in the marketplace and consistently communicating through a variety of marketing vehicles over a long range of time. Our speaker is a former rocket scientist who helped navigate spacecraft on the journey from Earth to Mars and served as a systems engineer managing the requirements to transition to move navigational software from one code base to another. Elizabeth's personal journey brought her back to Texas, where she completed her MBA and was a product professional at IBM. Since 2009, she has been an active member of Product Camp Austin and has been an active marketing gunslinger ever since. So welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi, glad to be here.
First question was, please introduce yourself, your involvement with products, and where you're tweeting from. And we have Dustin Levy, who's a product manager for technology products in the security industry, joining us from Connecticut. Erica Anderson is checking in from Salt Lake City, Utah. And Unique at Aaron Managers is checking in from Atlanta. She's a product manager for small businesses. Our T2 is, are you familiar with the bar camp format? I thought that not everyone is familiar with product camps and where product camps come from. Hence our question about bar camps and the URL, which is a link to information about bar camp.
The first time I actually heard about bar camp through product camp, actually, because the very first bar camp I ever went to was a product camp. I was actually at a cloud camp where I met Paul Young, and he told me about product camp, and I was going, I had to be there. And he convinced me before ever attending a product camp to actually become part of the board or a volunteer for product camp. The very first camp that I saw was just, it was a lot of fun. It was one Saturday event, and we were all talking and sharing different ideas around, I think, cloud technologies in Austin. And I just said I had to be part of this because I wanted to be known in product management, product marketing. And I thought that would be a great way to meet more people who are interested in the same topic, just so I could learn more.
How long have you been doing it?
The very first camp I ever went to was actually in 2009. I may have went to a quote-unquote called bar camp in, I think, 2008 or 2009, but it was part of South by Southwest. Any of those bar camps that were here in Austin during South by Southwest are just giant parties. I wouldn't call them a traditional.
I've always wondered what happened at South by Southwest. Now I know. Party time.
It is, actually. Well, you go to the seminars and then you go to the parties, but there's a lot of, how shall I say, just like there's unconferences, there's like the un-South by Southwest, and so that bar camp was for everybody that did not have a badge at the time or who had a badge and wanted to drop by.
This right.
Was, you kind of had to be a local to know about it or be part of the, I guess, scene who was putting it together in terms of
it's
South by.
Lovely. And have you been to South by Southwest?
Oh, yeah. I go every year. It's just like the place to be in Austin during that week. I don't even bother to go out of town. I just know that I have a great time here in Austin during South by Southwest.
Fantastic. I'll have to drop by one day.
Yes. I think they're actually bringing the Lean Startup Guy this year for South by Southwest. I'm thinking of other camps I've been to. I've also been to a lot of Drupal camps. One of my favorite Drupal camps was actually in San Diego, and I thought that was very well put together. It was a little different in the sense that what I like about Product Camp is, and especially Product Camp Austin, is we've managed to bring enough sponsorship such that it's truly a community event where it comes together and it's free. So you're free to attend, free to participate, and it's all done through sponsorship, as opposed to some of the other, I would say, technical camps, where I've had to either pay anywhere from $5 to $60 to attend, quote-unquote, bar camp.
Right. I'm not very familiar with the product camp sort of setup in the U.S. only. We've done versions of it in Australia. So do you know whether there's any difference between a product camp Austin or a product camp San Francisco?
That's a leading question.
No, I'm interested. We have our own flavor. We don't know whether it's right. It works for us.
I think that's the ultimate key. Does it work for you? Cindy, do you want to go ahead and comment about...
Yes. So as a matter of fact, Adrian, I started doing a podcast called Product Camp Radio to find out this very thing, and it turns out that each product camp is unique,
yeah,
due to the surrounding community, due to the planning group, and to various other things. Each one is unique, has a different flavor, different focus, as well as a different recurrence, which means that you could attend different product camps in the same month and have a totally different experience.
That's great.
So even though both product camp San Francisco, Silicon Valley, and PCamp SoCal, we're all in California,
yep,
totally distinct. And even PCamp San Francisco, which was for the first time this past October, it's only 50 miles or maybe less from PCamp Silicon Valley. Totally a unique community and a unique feeling.
And do we think that's good or bad?
I actually think it's good because one of the things that I've noticed here, especially the product manager, product marketing role, since I've been with a lot of different companies as a contractor / consultant, is that it never has the same definition as you go from company to company, and that is one thing that I think that it gives the community a chance to share, because I feel like a lot of this role is educating what is and what isn't as part of the role. Also, we're starting to get a lot of brand managers as well.
Right.
Yeah, and so when I think about a city like Chicago that has a lot of, I want to say, giant cereal brands or things like that, I would say they would have different interests as opposed to a technology-driven city such as Austin that has a lot of cloud startup.
So ours must be very different to yours then, because ours has a lot of people from agencies, product managers, and the startup community as well. It's small here. We need bigger following for product camps in Australia.
Right.
Justin Levy says, Boston and New York City product camps were definitely different, which is not surprising if you know anything about the Northeast state. And I agree with him. I'm from Boston, and New York City is a distinct experience unto itself. I even had to learn how to walk down the street in New York City. You don't look people in the eye.
That's how they know I'm not from there, because I smile and I look people in the eye too much.
Yes.
But yeah, no, with the different community, since I like to come in and speak, I know that the people who are going to present sessions, they're going to be the sessions that are targeted and relevant to them and that community.
Yes, exactly. And so I'm told that PCamp SoCal has a small business surrounding community. Their sessions are more for the small business proprietor or the small product community or actually consumer product, which is very, very different from the other ones I've been to.
Yeah.
And there is in San Francisco not an identity of being a product manager. There's a sense of being a product person, but not because of so much is geared to startup. People are engineers that became product people, and of course they have a product focus without a foundation in what we consider product management basics.
Essentially, yes, because that's one of the things that I noticed. And I remember being part and having this discussion with the planning team, because a large number of the planning team came from big companies. But as a consultant and as a champion of the small business, especially the startup, it almost seemed to like disagree what should be the focus, like especially because when you look at it, comes down to who's going to come down and sponsor. You want to cater to some of the sponsorships for the people to give them a reason. And if it's too much about small business, you're not going to get the right kind of sponsorship that you same sponsorship base that you would have had previously.
So do you shape what is going to be presented at product camps before they actually occur?
Yes, actually, I think they did, in the sense that from what I remember of the last one, where I wasn't on the planning team, is that they gave you topic areas and you had to choose which when you proposed a session, because we all submit our sessions ahead of time.
Right.
And you actually vote the day of, but you put them in categories. And so whoever's on the planning team already.
Yeah, so that's how you shape.
That's how you shape.
Yeah.
I think they keep it broad enough where it's all about product. While most people in San Francisco may consider themselves to be product people, what I find out here, and it's kind of funny, people consider themselves to be either product managers or product marketers. And it's weird to be in like a happy hour and just say, well, I'm neither. I'm now a marketing gunslinger, but I love product marketing.
I don't know if we had posted earlier that we had moved on to Q3. Have you attended a product camp? Where? How many? And people answered that. We also seem to have skipped over to what is unique about product camps versus typical conferences, especially in terms of planning. We've been speaking to that. I have posted Q5, and we will go back to Q4 about managing an event. Welcome to EAD.
Product camps that I've actually attended, I'll have to admit, I've only attended product camps in Austin, though I would really like to see the product camp in Atlanta.
Yes, I would like to get to them all.
Yeah, the person who would probably have the most global perspective on product camps and how they differ and how they're similar would be probably anyone from Pragmatic Marketing who's attended them all.
Right.
I think a future speaker that you have to have would be Paul Young.
Well, he's already spoken, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
He actually led a discussion about being a product manager rock star. And we have had participants from Pragmatic Marketing. And I will say that Pragmatic Marketing apparently started PCAMP because they have the history of PCAMP on their site. And I'm always citing their materials in the resources, Product Camp Best Practices from Pragmatic.
Do I know of any other useful product management conferences other than PCAMP? That's a tweet that I just saw from Dustin Levy. Yes, in the sense that I would follow where the other brand managers are going to, because I see a lot of similarities and overlaps between product people and brand managers. And if you actually take a look at, they may attend either an American Marketing Association camp or a special event or specifically brand. And there have been, I think, a couple of times I've seen, I don't know exactly where they are brand camps.
Tim Johnson said he's attended product camp Silicon Valley and product camp San Francisco, and they were different. There are many more product management than product marketing folks. Erica, who was responsible for product camp Utah, said midway through product camp Utah, discovered many consumer product people. So the afternoon sessions were changed to address that need. So Ede said he hasn't attended them, but the PDMA seems to have well-attended conferences. Now, I think the PDMA in some places, those are free. I don't think those are free events. I'm not sure.
Probably not. That's what makes product camp unique. Because it's a lot of very highly motivated people who want to stay on top and learn from each other. And I think that is the biggest, when you think about it, it's like you go to conferences to get learning and you might be sponsored by your company to attend, or you might try to say, I'm just trying to move my career forward, but stay on top of trends. But really the people on product camp who put it together, attend and propose sessions are there because they want to build a community and make sure that people are sharing best practices among the community and network with each other.
So do you think that because that's sort of a key objective, have you seen any changes in product management as a profession as a result of these camps?
I think so. That's specifically from what I can tell, it seems like people are coming up with better job descriptions. At least Austin startups. It's like, oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I like that job description. That's a pretty good description of what I think a product manager does. That kind of fits the Pragmatic Marketing framework for what is a product manager versus a product marketer. And I also think it's also bringing more credibility, because a lot of these startups don't start with a product manager. They're a two-person startup that they grow into a team of 10, and then they need a product manager, and then they realize what they actually need.
I think that's a good segue into Q4. Have you managed an event? What kind? Has it been a product launch or a product event? And since we have a few people in the room to jump on that, and Saeed Khan says, like anything, product camps are hit or miss. Some are better than others. Some speakers are better than others. There's no magic bullet. Now, there are some people that are kind of on the PCAMP speaking circuit, and they do get around to quite a few. And Saeed would be one of them. Or maybe he's just been to the ones that I have been to.
Well, I look forward to meeting Saeed one day. Basically, I like the fact that you still walk with your feet, or you vote with your feet. So
yes.
If it's not the session you're looking for, go to the next one.
Yes.
And I'll freely admit to being part of the Product Camp Austin talking circuit, because I just find it probably the most useful exercise for me is to codify everything that I know into a one-hour presentation at Product Camp. And if I retain 85% of the room, I'm happy.
Excellent. Tim Johnson brings up a great point, and I've met him face-to-face at Product Camp, and he said there were more people looking to accumulate information and learning than those who wanted to provide information and learning, which is an issue, or has been an issue at the last PCAMP Silicon Valley. Now, the people who have been to many were disappointed that they felt that the subject matter didn't go deep enough and there wasn't enough participation. But as Tim said, people were there to absorb rather than share. And I think, again, it goes back to who the participants were. They were new product managers that didn't know, that are new to the community, that are new to the profession, perhaps. And it's hard to know ahead of time who's coming, which is another issue that we're not addressing, of what the stats are of how many people sign up versus how many people show up.
The last I heard, it's close to 70%, somewhere between 60 to 70% in Austin.
That's fantastic. We probably get about 50%, I'd say.
Okay.
So 120 people might register and 60 would show up.
Yeah, I remember it being higher when I was an actual board member, and then the most recent one, I'm putting just a little bit more space because I wasn't sure for the most recent, but I do remember it. They, from what I was talking to the board members, that it was fairly high. It was above 50.
Saeed had answered question 4, which was, have you managed an event? What kind of product launch or a product event? And Saeed said yes to everything. So we should ask Saeed to give
some challenges.
Yes.
Yes, let's see. I guess I should answer that question. Have I managed an event? For Product Camp Austin, I was a venue lead, a sponsors lead, and the major contributor to the marketing team for 3 different product camps. Various events, actually. I've done a lot of one-day conferences or helped out with conferences. Currently, I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign for a film to raise awareness and raise funds for a Kickstarter campaign. As far as a product event, I've done a lot of booth management, event logistics.
Excellent. So Tim Johnson says, even new product managers and product marketers have value to share at PCAMP, but how do you draw that out? Which is a great question, which we hadn't addressed. We had addressed about coming up, how do you attract and keep volunteers motivated? But we hadn't addressed how do you get participants to participate, which is something, by the way, Adrian, that I discussed with Liz and Jen regarding PCAMP Melbourne.
Yes. And what did they have to say?
They said the interactive sessions were the best. The ones that were about product, I call it product improvisation, but I think it was product innovation or product planning. And I know that Tom Evans spoke about session Product Camp Austin, where they put together teams of participants to kind of compete with each other in developing a product or marketing a product.
Yep, that's a great idea, yeah.
Actually, I'll add to that one because it's actually a game. What they end up doing is everybody has like this one toy, and it's a random toy, and they have to turn it into what this toy actually does. So give the value of the toy. It may not actually be the toy, but they come up with a creative idea, and they do a whole pitch on why. And the best team wins.
I'm going to try and do that next year, 2012. Yeah. That's a great idea.
It's an awesome idea. We use it all the time because we actually in Austin, I think there are 3 different events under the Product Camp umbrella, and there's basically a happy hour where it's a meet and mingle, so product party, and then there's basically a one session Product Camp, so you propose, everybody's there, and then you have one session and it's a Wednesday night. It's just basically to try to build the community, to keep the community together in between Product Camps and the Product Camps itself. So one way to go circling back to the Cindy's question, how do you make sure that you build the community and attract new people, is one thing is to try to bring the community together in between product camps events. So I would highly recommend doing PowerPoint karaoke or having a reason to get together and meet your fellow product managers and then understand what product camp is.
Right. We run something called Product Talks every quarter. So we have a panel of speakers that talk on a topic, and that's how we keep the community going in between each product camp. They're actually more popular than the product camp itself, the product talks. So I think people are quite happy to give up 2 hours, but they find, you know, it's a challenge giving up a whole Saturday.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I know that product camps bring the most amount of people. It's just that you use these other events to make sure that the product people don't forget between what product camp is. Austin is in a very, how should I say, heavy event city. You can go to, there's a running joke that you can have a 4 name tag day 3 to 4 days a week. So you can go to a breakfast event, 2 lunches, and a happy hour, if not 2 happy hours every day, if you wanted to. It's like, how do you make sure that people see the relevance of product camp? And one of the things that I would say that makes product camp relevant is that it attracts people from both the big companies and the startup community. So it's one of the few places where both, I say, product managers and product people from both sizes can come together and compare notes.
Yep. Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah.
So what are your recommendations for getting people to product camp? I think that's the first step before even trying to understand how you engage them to participate.
Yeah, one is that people understand that product camp is actually fun. It's not going to be another boring conference. I can say that I've never been bored at any of the Austin product camps, even on the serious talks, because you realize there's a great energy and community around the people. So people like very positive people. So if you've ever met Paul Young in person, he is an amazing catalyst. And as him as the founder, that kind of like sowed his personality into the product Camp Austin community. And it's very attractive. And so when people speak of it, people speak about it all year long about, oh, it's product camp coming up. It's plus we have a great venue now that we've secured the AT&T Conference Center, which is part of the UT, University of Texas, right off campus. It's the conference center for a lot of events. And one of the reasons why we got that event center is we all know that product people have to manage a lot of client events, and we convinced AT&T to be a venue sponsor. So we may have to pay a little bit because they do provide lunch, and so there's a few costs. But basically, we're paying costs for the venue. And it's amazing how a good venue will automatically elevate the perception of the camp.
Yeah, we ran out this year at News Limited Digital, and that's a well-known brand and company in Australia. I was a bit disappointed about the turnout. A lot of effort goes into producing the camps and sort of energize the community.
Right, and so you have actually, I would say, a little, because product camp has been around for a while in Austin, what you're actually building is the product people community. And so as product managers change companies, they champion the main product camp in their own company, in the new ones that they move to or their new groups.
Yeah.
And they start spreading the word. And people start following PCATX, Product Camp Austin, and they started being on the lookout. I don't remember sending anything on paper. It's been all word of mouth, and it's been all social media.
Yeah, we rely heavily on social media and word of mouth.
Yeah.
Because there's no money, really, for anything else.
I'm going to retweet this one. It's so great to have a product personality rock star to get the word of mouth going.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Yeah. Well, it's true. If you have a good experience, people talk about that experience, and most people can't believe that this is a great conference with great content. And the thing is, the people who provide the content, while some of the talks may not go as deep, they're all practitioners.
Yeah.
And it's great to learn from the senior product manager to know what you're going to be or what are the challenges that they're facing, as opposed to if you're just coming in, especially if you're an engineer moving into product management. Total different percept.
Agree. Have we answered question 8? How do you leverage relationships to sponsor, host, and enable product camps, apart from find a product rock star?
Right. I figured we started answering it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we started to answer it. So I know that when I was sponsor's lead, I raised $17,000.
Oh, my goodness. How did you do that?
Pragmatic Marketing is an amazing sponsor. They were the premier sponsor. We also sold to 280 Group. So we sold to a lot of, I would say, vendors or service providers to product managers. So they were the main sponsors. This is a change from when I was a board member to what I see now, but I would go in and I knew that a lot of the startup community needed product managers, product marketers, and I'm saying, what a great way to get your name out there and to also recruit. And so try to sell them a limited sponsorship, like a $500. And yep. It's amazing when you get a lot of little $500 sponsors and a couple of big sponsors, you only need a few in between. And
$17,000 is awesome.
Yeah.
We're lucky to raise $3,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we have a small community here. And, you know, the funny thing is our sponsorship also comes from the U.S. So it comes from Pragmatic and the 280 Group.
Yeah. So during that time when we had the 17,000 sponsors, I think we had close to 550 attendees. We knew we had to cover lunch, and lunch is actually our largest cost.
Yep, can definitely relate.
Yeah, and so when you consider that lunch is the largest cost and you don't really want to charge $5 a person to come to product camp, how do you cover it? And so it's good that we leveraged, this will lead back into another question, I'm sure. We had a large planning team, and so we leveraged the core planning team members to say, hey, go talk to your company. This is the value that they're going to get. Have your profile, especially as an Austin-based company. We had one person who was very good at PR, and she was able to get local media coverage. So those local Austin companies that came and sponsored were able to get a little bit of local media coverage.
Right. Oh, that's a really good point. I mean, we were, an event was hosted by News, and they're the published, the newspaper, they're in the news industry, and we didn't even think to use them to get coverage. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. That's the thing. It's like, so especially in Austin, when you're first starting out, some of these companies have been around for 3, maybe 5 years, and they actually have cash flow where they can put a little sponsorship money, especially if they were going to, one of the other things is, it's an amazing that also they get a, we made sure that they got a recruiting boost. So everybody who was either during when I was a sponsor sleep, they were either directly a sponsor, most of the people who sponsored were actively recruiting, or they were an outreach partner. So some of the outreach partners were the City of Austin Emerging Business Tech Community. There's an actual office of that, and that a person from that office actually sat and was answering questions.
Right.
And one of the things that I would also say, able to recruit more attendees, is one thing I really liked about this most recent product camp was they had a recruiter roundup. And so instead of, you had the option to not attend any session or a couple of sessions and talk to all the companies there and see who was actively recruiting for what position.
Wow. So it was a sort of a secondary objective to go to product camp, really, to get a job.
Yes. And it's amazing when you're looking to change jobs or go to jobs, it comes up on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
So, because think about how people are looking for jobs these days. And I would say 40% of the people are looking for jobs on social media, and you're looking for a product management job, and all of a sudden you run across product camp and they say they have a recruiter roundup.
Mm.
Of course, you're going to give up a Saturday to go.
Yep, like that. I'm going to try that one this year too, next year too.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and so you build up on all of your outreach and relationships, and you sell it to them. So you do two forms of marketing, to individuals as well as marketing to companies to sponsor.
Yeah.
And you create tiers, a lot of different tiers. So, like, there's the overall sponsor, so there's the lanyard, there's the bag sponsor. Do you get a bag insert or not? Or are you just going to be on a generic slide in front of every single person, before every single person's presentation? So as a presenter of the most recent product camp and previous product camps in Austin, you are given a slide with all of the sponsors, and you have to make sure you thank the sponsors before starting your presentation. Oh, congratulations, Erica. I'm glad they're Wanda Sponsor version 2 in spring 2012 for Product Camp Utah. That's great.
Awesome. Yeah, Tim Johnson is listening. We're saying a lot in audio. We have been answering Q8, how do you leverage relationships to sponsor, host, and enable? We have not addressed how do you attract and keep volunteers motivated? How do you work with a distributed volunteer team? And there's only 4 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess we did somewhat talk to you. How do you build appeal for your product event so people will attend? We had discussed that earlier.
Okay. Well, question Q6 and 7 in 4 minutes, I think we're going to just say you're going to have to do a lot of trust, because product people are very precise, project oriented. You know they're thorough in detail. So the product marketing, they can definitely sell the charm, the idea, and everything else. But you know you have to trust your team. I think one of the things that was the most successful under Paul Young, under his reign of leader, product camp president of Austin, was that he enabled each of the people on the planning team to do their job, and there was a lot of trust among the team that the job will get done. And whoever was the lead carried that personality down. So I had my own team of people helping me to get sponsors, and I thanked them for every $500 sponsorship thing that they sold, because, you know, it didn't matter if they called 10 people and only one came in. If one came in, it's like we celebrated the one. You do a lot of, I would say, encouragement, and look, show them a way of, like, a lot of people do this so that they can build skills to demonstrate new skills and give them the opportunity, because they're doing, looking for, they don't want to do the same thing they're doing at their job. They want to do something different or try something different. And this is a great way to build trust, experience, and success.
Excellent.
Yeah. One of those things that takes many hats. And so when you do an event, you know there's several things that have to be done. You know there's logistics. You know there's going to be sponsors. There's marketing. We all like to do marketing. But sometimes we have to also remember that Tom Evans is the session coordinator. You know, a call for sessions, outreach for sessions, and making sure that the sessions and the voting, the tabulation. So you look at every activity, you break it down, and you give that opportunity to somebody who really wants to do it and encourage them to be the best that they're at. And it's amazing how much people will give to Product Camp when they have an opportunity for growth.
Yeah, we had some good volunteers this year.
How do you sustain that? You really have to grow people. And and I think that Austin, because of the personalities who are quite skilled at building community, face-to-face community, they've been able to mentor other people to do it, and that is key.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I remember in the MBA, I took a leadership class, and a class 5 leader, which is what I would describe as Paul, the number one, is someone who can carry the vision forward and keep moving forward. Well, that's actually very interesting, Erica, because like, they had standing weekly meetings of all the volunteers who could attend, same time, same place. One of the things that I know that the Product Camp Austin team did is once you broke down the activity and you got the volunteer into the activity, the team leads actually held their own meeting independent. So I don't think there was ever a time where all the volunteers got together at once except for at the park, the Product Camp happy hour at the end. But yeah, I would say...
Because it was so huge. I mean, how many volunteers did you have all together?
Oh, well, if you count everybody who picked up a bag of trash and put it in... Yeah.
All right.
Mean, we could say 400 out of the 500 people who attended the year I was sponsors lead was a volunteer. Because one of the things that I remember is just that everybody did a little bit. And even if you did very little, you still did something. So
awesome.
Lots of food for thought.
Yes.
But I would basically say Product Camp is the best experience to learn from your peers, build a community, have an opportunity for growth. And I think that's key, both in terms of either growing in a role as a leadership role, pushing yourself forward to make sure that you are enough of a knowledge expert to hold and give a session as a practitioner, or if you're just a total newbie and you're new to the whole scene, come and attend so that you build the skills to have a successful career or in as a product person, and hopefully eventually as an executive. So I hope I answered all the questions.
Yes, and so Tim Johnson says, many hands make small work, regarding that you had 400 or 500 volunteers, you did something. And again, I think that's unique about Product Camp Austin, that you engaged everyone in participating. And I know that Silicon Valley Product Camp is good about that also, but I don't recall that many people taking ownership to the same extent.
Well, it's just simple little things like saying, you're not at home, your mom doesn't pick up after you, remember? Take your cookie and napkin and throw it in the trash.
Right.
You know, it's as simple as that. And also, it's like, remember to invite your friends. And so the people who register early invite all their friends to make sure that they come. So they're part of the outreach to reach more people and build the community. And the people who love logistics will gravitate towards logistics. So it's been fun.
Excellent. We have had some light participation, I think, probably because it's December and people are really busy. But I have scheduled for next week coming up is taking a fresh look at product strategy with Prabhakar Gopalan, who is from Austin also.
He's a great guy. He's won the Product Presenter Award a couple times.
I think it seems that you've got superstars in Austin, superstar product managers.
Yeah, I would say we have some pretty good ones.
Yeah. In fact, quite a few of my favorite ones are in Austin.
Yeah.
Except for the ones in San Francisco.
Of course. Goes without saying.
Or the ones who are in Montreal.
But there's quite a few of them in Austin.
Yeah, coming up next week, we are discussing strategy. And thank you so much for your participation. We have quite a lot of information on the audio, which I will try to streamline. And we have some good points also in our tweets today. So thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And I really look forward to meeting you in person. We had a huge product camp season this past fall, and I try and keep track of all of the events coming up. And I only know that Product Camp Silicon Valley is coming up in March, but it hasn't even been. This is a pre-advance notice. It's not been promoted, and I don't know where the location is, but I don't know of any other ones that are coming up in the first 3 months of 2012.
I think there would be one in Austin. I'd have to remember because there's usually a winter and a summer. So I'm not sure when that'll be.
Excellent. So thank you for your participation, your questions. Let's do this again because you certainly, as always, opened up whole other areas that we didn't even touch upon. Having to do with product launches.
Definitely. Happy to. And I will bring my lessons learned of the launching with working with a Kickstart campaign. So this is a very interesting project for me that's going on right now. So.
Excellent. Let's talk if you want to do an audio-only discussion about any of these topics.
Happy to.
Excellent.
Lovely chatting to both of you.
Yes.
I hope to speak soon again and maybe meet up one day.
Definitely. Come to Austin for South By.
Yeah.
Sure, I will. How can I refuse a party?
Oh, no, a week-long party.
A week-long
right,
party, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll have to visit you because I hear the diving is amazing, and I'm a scuba diver, so I'd love to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of great spots to dive here in Australia. Speak next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.